brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson's coming on to talk about this vicious hit piece full of disinformation and manufactured strawman arguments by the Charleston Post and Courier about our nuke drill story. And so we'll be talking about that coming up. Right now, let's go back to Irwin in Canada. Then later, we're going to get to David and Vince and Anton and others. But Irwin, go ahead and continue with the points you were making.
Okay. What is happening here is this is a major thing at this time in history. And what is happening, though, is those people, especially those preachers that are calling God's chosen people, a bunch of people that are evil in many respects, not all of them, but the leadership, and not regarding the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as God's chosen people, because that is what they are. And so the lie that we have been now made to believe by a lot of our preachers, and I'm sad to say our brother John Hagee is one of them, what they are saying is wrong. Especially interpretation of Revelation is wrong. It has nothing to do with what they're talking about. And that is why we have such a hard time in battling this new world order.
Well, yeah, I mean, they really have created false doctrines and gotten control of our pastors where they say microchips and national ID cards are
exactly,
a good
Lord. Exactly, and that's where the problem comes. And
I mean, come on, folks. Jesus doesn't want you to take a microchip.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And not only that, Jesus doesn't want to have a bunch of people, even though they don't believe in him, but he doesn't want them annihilated and then call it good. That is evil. This is not of God. And so until this teaching is going to be eradicated and God is going to make an example, but even now that I'm speaking, God is going to take one of the major proponents of this wrong teaching and he's going to make an example of this one man in particular. And he is going to wake the body of Christ up. And in that you have been very hesitant in getting into prophecy, you have been very wise in doing so, because this needs some understanding that you can't talk about in 5 minutes. You see? And so therefore, God has to do something. And these people that are proposing whole sections of some other race or people being annihilated, they are evil, they are deceived, and they don't know what they're talking about. I'll give you just one example, and then because of time. There was no woman, although I think God, one of the loveliest creatures that God created is a woman. But God, because of deception, because of being hanged out to dry before the devil, he did not put any woman ever in leadership, in the body of Christ in particular. But when the church started to allow Amy McPherson, Catherine Kuhlman, and so many others to take over leadership positions, what happened then is in the world, in secular society, so to speak, that was then also becoming the norm. You go back in history and you will see when this was not allowed to happen in the church, that in the world there were no women leaders. Why? Because the devil would deceive them. That's the reason why he would not allow that. See, and that's just one example. And because of this, we need good understanding, and God is going to make an example. If that doesn't happen, then I was speaking just through the air, okay? But I believe God is going to use one man that has been teaching wrong teaching. He's going to use him as an example.
All right. Well,
anyway, thanks.
Sure.
That's all I wanted to say, Alex. Appreciate you much.
Well, thank you, sir. Call back anytime. You know, listening for years, never called. Make it more often. Good to hear from you. All right. Paul Watson coming up. Just a despicable thing that happened. And then we got Tommy Thompson. He got his chip. He's a new article. He's traveling the country saying, get your chip. Oh, yes.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. From 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're here live, my friends. And coming up in this hour, we will get to David and Vince and Anton and others. We got Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. We'll spend about 15 minutes or so on this nuclear drill story and how we've been attacked, deciphering that propaganda. Then we'll get into the bird flu spreading in Russia and into other areas of Asia. We'll get into what's happening with Tommy Thompson now, reports of him traveling, promoting the children, getting the microchip. It's actually happening. The insanity is here. And what's going on with inflation and a lot more. Paul, today, a major newspaper up in the South, down here in Texas, we can actually say, up in the South. That's how far south we are. And west, the Charleston Post-Courier has mangled the nuke drill facts in the words of Total Information Analysis, and I agree with them. And you put together a report on this, and they've demonized Prison Planet and attributed to us quotes that we didn't make, stories that we didn't write, just like Popular Mechanics did. And then they engaged a whole bunch of yellow journalism. Paul, bring us up to speed.
Well, yeah, we first reported on the claim that the nuclear drill would go live. You had the journalist Leyland Lerman on your show. And also that day, Greg Szymanski had put an article out on it. So we were basically reporting on what they said. We weren't the source of the story.
But now we've been accused of being the source.
Yeah, so the article takes what we, by our own acknowledgement, had categorized as a claim that this nuclear drill could go live.
We said claim, put a question mark on it, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look at the first sentence of the hit piece. Run for your lives, Charleston will blow up this week.
No one had said that, they're saying that.
Yeah, compare it to our first sentence. Reporter suggests Burns discovered plan to turn nuke exercise into staged terror attack. So we're reporting on what somebody else suggested.
You know, if I had the time and energy, if they don't retract this, I'd have a case. But, I mean, who has time to sue all these people?
Well, I mean, they couch it in such childish terms that it's hard to take it seriously in the first place. But, again, at no point do we say that Charleston's going to blow up this week. The article says also that we say that terrorism drills were planned in the US on 9/11 and in London on 7/7. Again, we say. That's not what we're saying. It's admitted. It's been, in the case of London, on BBC, ITN News, and the Associated Press in the case of the 9/11 drills. It's admitted. It's not something that we say.
And in our articles, which they read, the articles we linked to, there are links to all of our claims. Something that Twit didn't do over at the Charleston newspaper.
Well, they never do. And then there's the... They make it out that the fact that the exercise is based around an attack off the port of Charleston, South Carolina, as they call it, a lark or a rumor.
And they say, unfortunately, the facts, you know, got in the way of these people. You know, the lunatics at Prison Planet, why, they said it was a whole nother state. Well, you know, where did they get that? Well, off the press release of the Pentagon.
Exactly.
I mean, this is incredible.
And then it ends by saying that the conspiracy theorists say that Iran is going to attack Charleston, and then they go into a list of reasons why it would be ridiculous to, if you were Iran, to attack Charleston. Nobody ever said Iran would be attacking. We said that Iran would be blamed. As was in American Conservative, next terror attack in the U.S., Iran would be blamed. And,
they say right here, if this makes no apparent sense, then your other car isn't a black helicopter and you've never mistaken Crab Bank at low tide for a grassy knoll.
See,
I mean, it's
all
just,
the keywords.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our first objective was to, you know, get the facts on it and try and find out if it was true. Which we haven't. It's still a source, but we still reported on it because it was interesting. And secondly, to bring it out into the open. So if there was a chance it was true, then certainly it won't happen now.
Yeah, we had an editorial discussion for like 20 minutes, you and I, deciding whether to post this or not. And we just said, well, you know, on the off chance it's accurate, and we've gotten some intel that this guy was fighting with Rummy. We don't know about coups or nukes. We better just put it out to stop them if they are. Because our job is to save lives, folks.
Exactly. And it's indicative of what we get attacked on.
Well, I mean, look at what, you know, I haven't read the new article you put together, Paul, but I know this. It needs to have in it that it's Cheney and others who run around saying we're going to get nuked every day, and they never get in trouble. You know, we're not saying that. We're reporting on what others are reporting. So I mean, if we're evil, well, then Dick Cheney's 100 times worse. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. I was just saying it's indicative of the things they do attack us on, the stories which are not even ours. It's just somebody that's reported on something, we're carrying it. So they try and attack all the weaker stuff and just blatantly ignore the cast iron proof, which, you know, when it's cast iron, we say it's cast iron. They never attack us on that.
Well, you know, I was back on Coast to Coast AM last week, and just a day or two before that, see, here's the Charleston article saying there's no drills, even though Homeland Security website said the drill was set to be, you know, staged there. Fueling the speculation locally, I'm reading from the article, is the fact that there was a sort of terrorism drill here on August 5th. More than 100 state and local federal officials gathered at the passenger terminal to discuss a weapon of mass destruction attack, but it was all just talk.
Well,
I mean, what is that? So there isn't a drill there, but there was already a drill there. I mean, that's just what I'm talking about, Paul. These people are out of control.
Oh, it's intentionally trying to muddy the waters. There's not much more you can say about it. We reported on the claims of two other sources, and that was the story. So now they're trying to turn it into something else by saying that the whole drill doesn't exist. It's a rumor.
Do you think that this writer, this Brian Hicks, maybe is just stupid or woke up on the wrong side of the bed? Because he'd have to work, though, to get this many facts wrong. You know, to accuse us of things we never said or did, to say we claim that they were doing the drill there when the NORTHCOM said it in their own press release. I mean, he's quoting a press release and then saying that it was never said. So I'm trying to figure this guy out.
Well, it's just sloppy research. I mean, the other website, Total Information Analysis, pointed all these things out as well. They got confused with other websites. It's never made clear as to what claims are being attributed to what website.
Well, I'm tired of this. I mean, that's what Popular Mechanics and the Homeland Security officer, Benjamin Chertoff, did for his uncle, Homeland Security Director, in that hit piece. You know, they'd attribute stuff to me that I never wrote, stories I linked to, and they'd call up a source and go, did Alex Jones call you about seismographs? Well, no, he didn't. Well, Alex Jones didn't call about seismographs. And then the guy calls up accusing me of this, and I go, what story? And it was an American Free Press article. I go, I didn't write that article. It clearly says American Free Press. I mean, you know, the tactics they use, Paul, are just unbelievable. I mean, that'd be like if, let's say, this newspaper, the Charleston Post water carrier of the New World Order, Brian Hicks, that'd be like if I called up and accused him of writing an AP article that they linked to. Or that'd be like if I called a source in the AP article and said, did you talk to Brian Hicks? And they go, I never talked to him. And I wrote an article how Brian Hicks was a liar, but Brian Hicks was never even involved with the article. I just didn't ask the person if they talked to Billy Bob Doe, who was the reporter. So, folks, do you see how they deceive here? So you don't think it's deception, though? You just think he's an idiot?
Well, that's what it looks like to me. In most of these cases, it is. Popular Mechanics certainly isn't, because that's crafted, that's manufactured, that's in depth. This just looks like he had a deadline to get an article in, and he found this floating around the internet, decided to write a fluff piece on it.
Folks, this is what it's like. It's like I'm a Washington Post writer, and I'm being accused, and being, you know, it's being said that Paul and I are really New York Times writers. See, I mean, it's just very irritating. And I'm sick of these people, Paul. Well, you know what? You ought to call this goon up. I've already called and left messages. None of them, of course, he or the editor were there. But call them up, Paul, and tell them, I mean, I know you don't appreciate this. I mean, this will be floating around for 10 years. 10 years from now, I'll hear, are you the one that said Charleston was going to get nuked? And I'm tired of it. It's like when ABC News, on the day of Y2K, reported missiles have been fired from Russia. They're being tracked. A caller calls in. I go, I don't believe it. I go to break. I played music. I go turn on ABC News, and they're saying a missile's been fired. A missile's been fired. I come in and go, I don't know, folks. They say a missile's been fired. 5 minutes later, oh, they said it was Chechnyans. And then I get demonized by disinfo agents as claiming Russia fired a missile at us, Paul. I'm tired of it.
It just boils down to laziness, really. I mean, it's guilt by association. The Columbia disaster in February 2003, there was a bunch of New York papers that did hit pieces on us, linking us with claims that other websites had made about, you know, the occult nature of the disaster, which we never even made. So, I mean, it's always going to happen.
Well, it's not working, and that's why the mainstream media has lost almost all credibility. So I guess in a way you're right, Paul, to tell the guy thank you so much. So, you know, at least we got it on record that You know, that this could have happened, and if it was being planned, that we may have stopped it. Stay there, my friend. We're going to switch gears into some other key subjects and take off.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is out of the Arizona Republic today, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Napolitano taps disaster funds for border counties. Governor Janet Napolitano on Monday declared a state of emergency along Arizona's border with Mexico, freeing up $1.5 million in disaster funds. Help border counties combat illegal immigration and drug smuggling. Napolitano criticized the federal government for moving too slow on border security, involving into a hot-button election year issue in Arizona and across the country. And they get into the 600 deaths. I keep saying 100 plus. That was in 1 month in Texas. Paul Watson, there is a mystery here. There are 100 patriot, truth-seeking, resistance websites that will link to whatever we put out. We can write an article about a ham sandwich, and they would link to it. And that's what really gets the big, you know, visitors, the tens of millions, to that particular story. And you and I got together over 2 days, off and on the phone. We wrote, you did most of the work, this big six-page article about the border war not being reported, the rocket attacks, the bombs, the hand grenades, the car bombs. No one linked to it. It's in the News and Focus on PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, InfoWars linked to it. We need people's help. You're going to update this today with this Napolitano story, you know, calling for help, saying it's an emergency. I mean, folks, 600 dead? Paul, your comments.
That's right, 600 dead since the start of the year. It's all about how the media treats stories as to how big they get, as to how much importance they have. It's all about perception management. Because as I made the point in this article that we put together, if Al-Qaeda groups had infiltrated the US and carried out hundreds of assassinations and kidnappings, including those of FBI, DEA agents, as well as police chiefs, would the media be interested? Well, of course they would, and yet it's going on all the time, and you only get the occasional blurb in a local newspaper.
Well, it's like everything with immigration and the end of our borders. Tuberculosis is exploding to record levels. They're actually having to set up sanitariums again to house all the people. 7,000 leprosy cases in 1 year instead of 10 a year on average just 5 years ago. Whooping cough spreading, 50 illegals to a house. I mean, that's covered up too. I mean, it's insane, Paul. I mean, here's the tie-in. In Crawford on Sunday, I drove up to the checkpoint, still miles away from Bush, and just started talking to the Secret Service, and they said, get out of here. What's your problem? We don't care if you're press. Get out of here. They're worried about me, but not Los Zetas that our own government trained. They're worried about me, but not Jeff Guckard, the male whore who runs an escort service, having press passes into the CIA area of the White House even before he got press credentials because he's somebody's boyfriend. I mean, it's a sick joke, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's deliberate. But
notice we don't hear about that anymore, by the way.
I mean, this is what one of the police chiefs in Dallas said about it. Quote, we're seeing an alarming number of incidents involving the same type of violence that's become all too common in Mexico, right here in Dallas, said the former Dallas narcotics officer. We're seeing execution-style murders, burned bodies, and outright mayhem. It's like the battles being waged in Mexico for turf has reached Dallas. And the other articles that are cited in the one we wrote cite that it's spread as far as places like Tennessee and Atlanta. So it's going all over the country.
But 600 dead since the start of the year just here, folks, in my state. I'm sick of it, and I'm asking every listener to go to PrisonPlanet.com and to get the border war story. It's there on the right-hand side, and to get it out to everybody. I mean, Paul, why do you think this story is just not getting out there?
Well, it's basically just a cold story. Probably people only pick up on things which they're already accustomed with to some degree.
I know. I guess we could just talk about Cindy Sheehan then.
Yeah, which seems to me on the face of it, I mean, obviously she's got good intentions, but it's a honeypot because the media, mainstream media, only picks the fights it can win, and the only fights it can win are the rigged debates, and that's a rigged debate as soon as she started talking about how Israel were responsible for the death of her son. The mainstream love that because that gives them their opportunity to go in and rig the debate, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on right now, and we've talked about it, we focused on it some because people demand it, and it is important as a microcosm, but you're right, Paul, and it's top story that somebody ran over a bunch of crosses, and that does show what loons these neocon minions are, but I think dozens and dozens of dead cops and 600 dead is a big deal, but I'm evil, Paul. I mean, I guess I'll be attacked by a major newspaper for fear-mongering about the southern border. I mean, yeah. The governor just declared an emergency. I mean, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734.
Inflation jumps on higher gas prices. We're paying what? National average now, $2.50-something here in the U.S. $67 a barrel. So, I mean, it's insane. Over in England and in Italy and other areas, well, what? In some cases, you're paying like £7 a gallon, which would be almost 10, be more than 10, be like $11, $12. A gallon, they're really raping you. And meanwhile, they claim there's no oil and that jets don't have fuel, but the oil companies are all, again, posting record profits. But it's an oligopoly or a monopoly. And guess what? People finally figured it out. When gas prices double roughly in the last year, now more than doubled, actually, that makes everything else go up. The trucks that carry it and, you know, the price of cups that are made out of oil. That's right, plastic's made out of oil, folks, petrochemical. Just the cost to run power plants, the cost to just everything. It's a chain reaction, construction, EMS vehicles, everything. Paul, your comments on this.
Well, I mean, the globalists really like to have their cake and eat it. It's like in England, they're talking about putting water meters in every home that regulate how much water you can use because they're supposedly droughts all the time.
And you're a country that's known for literally being up to its eyeballs in water.
Yeah, and on the other hand, they're saying in 50 years that half of Britain is going to be underwater because of the polar ice caps melting. So how can you have it both ways? There's too little water, so it has to be metered, but then there's so much, it's going to submerge half the country in 50 years.
You're dead, Paul. It's all over. Give up your freedoms.
Yeah.
Bird flu. Russian reports bird flu dangerous to humans. Russia's reporting this, that it's spreading towards Europe. They have a map of where it's at. Russia, which has been striving to stop the spread of a deadly bird flu across the territory, set an outbreak in Chelyabinsk. I'm sorry, I just can't pronounce it. Chelyabinsk. Chelyabinsk. There we go. Was dangerous to humans, Reuters reported Tuesday, so it's mutated to that level. The H5N1 strain of bird flu is behind the outbreak in that area. A city in the Ural Mountains, the emergency ministry, said in a statement adding that 497 birds had died over the past 24 hours. The strain is the same one that has killed dozens of people in Asia and many millions of poultry. And see, birds carry this, wild geese carry this as they travel, and it's crossed species into humans, Homo sapiens sapien. Paul, your comments on that?
I don't know too much about it, but I know they said that we'd all be dead from SARS by the end of 2004, and that never happened.
That's right. And last year, one of the big Russian government bio experts said 1 billion people will die. He's never called on the carpet for it. He said next year, and it didn't happen. That was a year and a half ago. And again, Dick Cheney says we'll be nuked every other day, but never happens. But it's okay when he does that, right, Paul?
Exactly. It's fine. He's not fear-mongering. He's just trying to protect us.
But then we're evil when we then pay attention to their threats.
Exactly.
Dot-coms attract people for UK government. That's already happening over here. The Register reports the British government is to employ dot-coms to keep tabs on its citizens. A plot pilot scheme due to be launched next month will automatically inform different government departments when people move house or change addresses. Again, that's what the pizza ordering is that USA Today reported on. You may have a warrant out for your arrest, but you move, you don't tell them about that change. They don't know where you are, but they ask for your phone number and full name and credit card number when you call to get a pizza, and instead you get a SWAT team raid. See, this is exactly what they're doing. Just Bush signed a law on Monday out at the ranch, you know, in between his naps and bicycling, that every prescription you get, whether it's for a diaphragm, or for prescription strength ibuprofen, Motrin, everything you do will be instantly uploaded. Whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment, Paul? And what's going on over in England?
Well, it's about making the system automated. Obviously, the keywords are automatically informed. No bureaucracy can ever do that with every aspect of your personal life, but if it's all automated in the system, in a database which has been set up specifically for that purpose, then when you become a subversive from your actions, whether that be setting up a website, interacting with a website, as the new terrorism law states in this country, makes you a terrorist for visiting a website, then they can define you as a subversive, then go into that database and take out any information they want without having to do any legwork. So it's all about automation and centralization.
It's just all, and they can also corrupt that data whenever they wish.
Exactly. It's the open source. Government database is notoriously easy to
and
have.
They're saying it's going to be unlimited private corporations because the government's going to take your money and pay that grocery store to give them your data every time you buy stuff of what you eat and what you do. It's ever, folks, the grocery stores admittedly sell your data. I thought I'd tell you that. Here's another one. When the government takes your tax money to buy it from them, that's pretty funny. It's a big payoff here. MSNBC is reporting on the 22 911 tapes that have been released. And, Paul, folks are listening to these. We got links to them every day now. There's people all over it saying bombs, bombs, firefighters saying bombs. All this new stuff. Why on earth would the New World Order just release this? Are they? I mean, they fought to not release it, but lawsuits made them release it, but they're still holding back some tapes. Are the globalists just so lazy they just don't care? They're just releasing it even though it shows bombs?
Well, if they had it in plain view, then they can claim they didn't try to keep it a secret. It says bombs in the North Tower basement, as was corroborated by the witnesses that Szymanski recently got out.
Well, we've had them on even before, many of them before Szymanski, and then now he's found new people and we interview them, yeah.
Yeah, and it was on the MSNBC website for a few hours and it was removed, so there's obviously some withholding still going on behind the scenes.
Look at this. Return to private sector means a microchip for Tommy Thompson. This is out of the Journal Times. Why would Tommy Thompson want to get a microchip implant? That doesn't seem natural for a Republican Wisconsin governor. And then it goes on to talk about the former secretary. And it just says that he's gonna be the head spokesman for the Get Chipped program nationwide, visiting schools and colleges, telling elementary and college students that getting a chip is a wonderful way to be safe. I mean, folks, again, I want to pause here for a minute. Folks, we're the weirdos for reporting on what he's doing. They go hire the former, major secretary, transportation, and they go and they hire him, former governor, Wisconsin, and he's going to go around telling your kids to get chips. I mean, let's just let that burn. I know I've been saying this a lot lately because, the Mexican attorney general says my employees got to have chips. The troops got to have chips. But Sean Hannity, I got him on video. It's in Masters of Terror. He says everybody needs a chip. Andy Rooney, I mean, they're really doing it. And Paul, I mean, what do you want? I mean, to actually have a former cabinet member and governor running around saying everybody needs a chip. I mean, this is Twilight Zone.
Well, it would have been 5 or 6 years ago. It would have been all over mainstream, even also alternative, for weeks on end. But now it's just a byline. I don't think it's going to work with someone like Tommy Thompson. Half or more of the country don't even know who he is. The way it's going to work, they're going to get a sporting icon to do it, and somebody who's recently retired. And that's the way it's going to get across to the kids, because that's one of the main foundations that they'll launch on.
Well, this article admits that through Homeland Security, Thompson is moving to have the troops implanted. So, I mean, he's going to be the happy little teddy bear. Just, hi, literally, get chipped today. It's Tommy Thompson. I mean, come on, folks. Can you imagine Tommy Thompson? I mean, I want to find out the first high schools he goes to. I might want to get on a plane, of course, then, sorry, security, you can't come in and videotape this. Tommy Thompson hasn't approved you, but... Can you imagine we're going to have Tommy Thompson? Kids, get the chip. I'm here to talk to you about the chip. I mean, come on, folks.
Well, you had that police chief on that was willing to enforce it.
Yeah, Bergen County, New Jersey, 1 million-plus people in his county. He says, yeah, I'll make you take a chip. I am the government.
That's the power trip.
Paul, I mean, do you ever really... I'm having that feeling right now, being in the Twilight Zone episode.
I've become acclimatized too. This isn't even a top story on Prison Planet. That's how bad things have
gone. It's not even in our format with a comment. I know, we got to stay frosty, Paul. I mean, it's just, we got to keep... Folks, you can't believe the government carried out 9/11. They got cabinet ministers running around promoting getting microchips. I mean, come on, folks. Paul, we are living in a fruitcake fantasy. I mean, this is...
Well, all we're doing is pointing out that 2 plus 2 still equals 4, despite what a lot of other people are saying.
I mean, it's just insane. I have stacks of these articles today, Paul. What about 500,000 janitors with one company to be spies to fight terror and crime? 450,000 truckers, the biggest exterminator group in the country. You know, it's just everybody's going to spy on you when you're in your house. I mean, how is that freedom?
It's not, but it's got plenty of minions willing to go along with it who don't know the wider agenda because it gives them self-importance. It's like the people who randomly search you in subways. They've been doing that job for 10 years. They've seen nothing suspicious. It's a dull job. You tell them that they're protecting the country against terrorists and they're going to be gung-ho to do it. It's self-importance. It's that little Hitler power trip that those kind of minions really get off on.
Man, I tell you, stuff's moving fast now. Let's. I know that David's first and Vince and Charles, but we got to go to the end of the line to Michael in Kentucky because he disagrees with it. Make it quick, Mike.
Yeah, I don't want to rob time from everybody, but and not to appear quibbling, but I do think you have a chink in your armor on this one because of the graphic that you had when you broke this story. It actually said that. The nuke terror drill was to go live, and you had a graphic of a policeman standing at a checkpoint with a sign that said terror drill in progress. So I know the story that Paul posted had a question mark on it.
Well, that's, you know, that's really, that is quibbling, because when you link through to it, you get the article.
Yeah, but you're calling the mainstream media sensationalist, and sensationalism is there when you
look at
it. Well,
I'm going to put him on hold. I'm going to respond to you. Okay, buddy? Number one, I don't remember that. I remember a nuke, an explosion going off, and it's saying nukes in America, question mark. But regardless, if one of my three and a half webmasters, three full-time, one part-time, if one of them put up a thing and forgot to put a question mark that linked to a story that had a question mark, and then the first sentence in our article said, it's being reported, could it be possible? It doesn't hold water. Now, finish up what you have to say.
Well, that, you know, that's not the only time it's happened, so that's
well,
what
good.
I want.
Don't listen, but go ahead.
You gave a little ground there, because it was kind of a sensational.
No, he didn't quote that. He quoted other people's completely different articles, and you're talking about InfoWars that has those panels. He quoted Prison Planet, and he quoted someone else's article.
The link went to a reprint of the Prison Planet article by Paul Joseph Watson.
If you want to sit there, I'm almost done with you. You got anything else?
Well,
by the way, I hear you calling to almost all the shows, even on other networks, and it's always, Mike, just the most quibbling thing you can imagine.
No, that's not true.
It is, well, okay.
No, it's not. I don't make absolute statements. That's one of the most easiest things to produce.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds, brother.
Well, the pristine passport thing also. I haven't seen a picture of a pristine passport. They've been charred and stuff. That was another banner he had.
That was one of the passports was pristine. The other did have some burning on it.
Okay, well, I haven't seen a picture of one that didn't.
Okay, well, you haven't seen a picture of Pluto. Does it not exist?
No, I've seen pictures of Pluto.
Well, you know the point, buddy.
War Vets property raided after calling Bush a liar. That one... turned out, you know, he had been calling that station for quite some time.
Talking about Greg Zeminski's article.
Yeah, and, you know,
So he got raided, and so we're able to talk about it.
As if that's a cause and effect, but they just showed up, looked at a bush, and left his property. You could say it's an intimidation factor. It could also be a coincidence.
Well, thank you for the call. I didn't say it. I posted a link to somebody's article. Man, Paul, that is really an interesting phone call, isn't it?
I'm trying to understand it. So we wrote an article about a terror drill and posted a photograph as a representation of it, of a terror drill. Where's the problem with that? I don't understand that. Not the same terror drill, because it hasn't took place yet, so it would be impossible.
I don't understand, because, I mean, this newspaper says that we said it was in a state it wasn't in, then they admit that the Northcom Homeland Security press release said it would be there, and their own article says they had a drill days before that there. So that's what we're talking about, not some panel that linked to the article.
Right. Man, I tell you, boy.
And, you know, it's not that I can't handle somebody disagreeing with me, but it just gets frustrating. I mean, it really does. And number one, you know, my underarms stink, folks. We're not God. We're not perfect. We try to tell the truth. We try to analyze the facts. And frankly, every time Mike calls here, was that his name in Kentucky? Yeah, Michael in Kentucky. Every time he calls now, it's something like that. I mean, there might be some grain of substance there. But other times it's just like, and during the break I went and said, do you really disagree with me? Because a lot of times it's a joke, they don't really disagree. And he goes, yeah, and I disagree with you about the rapture. And I'm just like, what? I can't deal with it, folks. I just cannot. Tommy Thompson's running around promoting getting microchips and planted in our kids. I mean, it's just, Paul, I think there's some denial out there about how bad stuff's gotten.
Well, it's bad enough. I mean, you can pick tiny holes in it, but the overall picture is there. We try to tell the truth, as you said. We don't try to spin it. If people don't agree with it, then they don't agree with it. But, I mean, don't pick, like, representations of stories, pictures, that doesn't discredit the whole story.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's go ahead and... I'm sure the guy means well. I don't think he's bad. It's been a long day. I'm sick of this stuff. I got about five articles I want to write, and it's mindless. David and Mass holding for 5,000 years. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for all you do. You really woke me up about 6 months ago. I found a really interesting game that you might be interested in, and it kind of refers back to the New World Order and what's going on with the plans that they do, you know, how they plant these little seeds, how they like to flaunt it in your face. I sent you an email last night about a game called Shattered Union, and it's talking about how in the 2008 presidential elections, the Supreme Court will set aside the decision, mentions the rise in militias as increasing terrorism, and martial law is declared. It ends up giving there's like a movie there about Washington, D.C. being nuked on the new inauguration, killing the president and doing a congressional decapitation. Goes on to mention...
And you're a special forces commando. Slaughter the militia. Bring freedom back to America. Deal with it. Bring in U.N. troops and save America. Is that the one?
Yes,
there's
it
about
is.
10 games I've seen. Yeah, Paul, did we link to that?
I believe we did, yeah, quite a while ago.
Yeah. Kill the militia members. They're the terrorists. Meanwhile, we have actual newscasts where they train and drill. Let's deal with the rebels. Yes, the American rebels. The American rebels are going to be a big problem. Take your microchips. All is well. All is well. Take your microchips. Prove you're good. Prove you're good. Prove you're good. All is well. All is well. Fluoride's good. Anything anything else, David?
No, that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And just briefly before I take a couple final calls from Vince and Charles, don't have time to go to Kevin in New York and others, I apologize, but Time waits for no one, especially blowhards like myself. Look, I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm all high and mighty and Mike's wrong from Kentucky, but that really is nitpicking. And I asked Paul during the break, you know, what's wrong with this guy? He said, I'll probably just burn out. You know, because, I mean, we played it down. We said it probably wasn't going to happen. You know, and then to sit there and try to legitimize what the Charleston newspaper did. I mean, go read their article. It's ridiculous. Find out the truth. Find out who's really behind terrorism. Find out who's behind the New World Order. Get videos that will expose these killers. Go to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure shopping cart. Watch video clips of the films. Order films off the site. Look at all the different big specials. Huge discounts of 75% off we're offering. Videos, books, just incredible stuff. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All 12 of my films, my weekly TV reports, exclusive stuff from England. The exclusive Crawford footage is going up in two parts tonight and tomorrow. I'm going to have them on a local TV show and put them up on the site tomorrow. There's so much, I mean, real reporting, real analysis, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Or call toll free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Vince in New Jersey. Go ahead, Vince.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Jones, first, thank you for taking my call.
Well, good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, it's my first time calling. I'm not able to listen because I don't have my computer set up. But
well, that's okay. We got about a minute and a half left. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it quick. You have changed my life tremendously. I know you said you don't want to be lauded or praised or anything, but since I found out about your website, I've bought some of your movies. I'm looking out the window right now to see if this is a UPS man bringing me four more that I just bought. So far, I have given away about 2,000 of your videos. The reason why I called is I know you're extremely busy, but I would really, really appreciate it if you could write me and give me permission to distribute them or even send me an email because I intend to travel around the country giving them out.
Sir, if you're giving my videos away, you have permission. You have permission.
I know, but I expect that this phone conversation is being listened to. Maybe I'm paranoid, but
I don't have the forces. Most of their people are on our side now.
I would like that. Would be cool. That would be nice. I expect to be pulled over, and maybe for someone to ask me, what am I doing with all of these videos? I mean, they clearly have the boxes on. You know, I have your name on the boxes, and you know, my handwriting saying.
Sure. Just call my office 512-291-5750, and we'll give you a letter saying if you're giving them away, you're authorized to do whatever you want. Okay.
Okay. One more thing. I know you have a listener in New York. I'm hoping maybe him or some of your other listeners can do what I'm doing. There's a store in New York. I don't remember the name of it, but if you go into on the Internet and type in duplicators, they can do the same thing I'm doing, buy duplicators, and give them to some of the kids that work in a video store.
Very, very exciting. We're out of time. Paul Watson, you're not even getting to talk this segment, but I'll get a final comment from you in a second. Charles in Louisiana, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead. Go ahead, Charles.
Talking about that tape, Beyond Treason. It's really making a difference up here. It's freaking people out. People need to see this tape if they got children. It's their duty to show it to their children.
Yeah, they openly, admittedly kill our troops and citizens
yes.
for fun. I carry Beyond Treason.
Yes, it's a very disturbing tape, but people need to get it to show it to all the young kids. I'm doing this now. I've got 40 copies out. I'm going to try to get another 100 out this week.
Well, call me back tomorrow and tell me about it, Charles.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry you had to hold, but end of the show. Paul, closing comments in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, we got a segment of Beyond Treason for members, latest weekly report. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
God bless.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.